It's showtime. What up? It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the Kenny Ho Show. How are you? I hope all is well. So, here we are. Yet another brand new episode after a 3-episode week. I believe after doing 3 brand new episodes last week, this is just going to be one this week. The old Kenny, the old season 1 Kenny, definitely. You hear from me 3 times in a week. First of all, that wouldn't happen. But if you did, you wouldn't hear from me for another 6 months. I stopped counting them by seasons after like season 2 or season 3 or something. But at one point, I legit operated in a way where I was like, well, I did 2 last week, so I'm good. I don't have to do 1 this week. I prefer it this way, where I'm rain or shine, 1 brand new episode at least per week. But who knows? I'm an unstable person. You never know. This is part of something that helps me get a little bit more stable, I suppose. Put me in a bit more of a routine in life. I was going to say, maybe if I start macking bitches, maybe if I meet the girl of my dreams and somehow seal the deal, hold her down, not physically, oh my goodness, that's not what I'm trying to get at here. I mean, but who's kidding who? I've met girls who are the girls of my dreams. Cutter girl, Andrea before that. I couldn't lock those down, and I was like pure-hearted and very good looking. Now I'm borderline a monster. The only way I'm going to be able to meet and keep the girl of my dreams is definitely in chains, right? All right, bitch, this is the way it's going to go down. Either you're going to be a willing participant in this. I don't trust you. I'm afraid your contemporaries have definitely poisoned the well. They've soured my belief in your kind. Yes, ho-ass bitches. I'm glad the Stockholm Syndrome is kicking in real nice. Sounds like we don't need to go to Plan B, which is, if you insist on not being my love slave, then I'm just gonna have to settle for you being my kidnapped victim, and now I am holding you for ransom. This, believe me, it hurts you more than it hurts me, but I'm going to have to clip the top of your thumb off and send it to your parents. Did you say you were also wealthy? You could have been a 10-beller. You could have been a 2-fer. Gorgeous and somehow wealthy and into old Kenny. But now, well, I suppose you'll still be a 2-fer. In the sense that you'll be going home in 2 pieces. But I feel like I need to stop indulging this topic, because I feel like someday this is going to be used against me in a court of law somewhere. So, moving on. Did you listen to the old Spooky and Scary Edition 2021? What did you think? I enjoyed it. Even days leading up to it, I'm like, am I still doing one of those this year? I don't really know what to talk about. And then when I figured it out from watching Dancing with the Stars, and when I got going, I did have a lot of fun. And so I'm glad that did happen. I'm glad that I didn't bail on a Spooky and Scary Edition this year. But you never know for next year. I'll try. But then again, like, I feel like I should operate in a way where I'm not saying things like, oh, next year's a given, you know, for sure I'll be around. You never know, we could all be dead from this coronavirus. A part of me, not an insignificant part of me, wants the coronavirus to kill everybody, really. Including myself, because I'm not a survivor. To the T, every single post-apocalyptic movie or show, like, scenarios, I suppose, all seem too harsh for the soft sensibilities of old Kenny. There is not a single one of these scenarios that would play well into my favor. Even in a scenario where it's like, there's 100 chicks left and I'm the last man on Earth and it's up to me and these 100 chicks to repopulate the planet. First of all, it's going one of two ways, right? More realistically, it's a bunch of disgusting women, you know? It's been a year and a half of whatever ended the world, and these chicks have been through a lot. You know, they had to do many things that nobody should have to do in order to survive. So they're, like, broken and scary and, like, really jacked and stuff. Probably missing some teeth. Certainly just not pretty anymore. The light in their eyes died a long time ago, and any hint of femininity died right with it. Woof is what I'm saying. Or else these survivors survived by holing up in a Twinkie factory, and they're now large and in charge. Under either one of those circumstances. Now, I'm assuming if I've survived also for a year and a half, I have an AK-47 in my hands. So, one of two things is going down. Either I take it, point it to my own jaw and just fire away and call it a day. Or I take it and point it towards them and murder all those fat porkers and those rabid, you know, like barely women, you know, sewer rat Amazonians. I know what this episode is going to be called. And then if it's the big old women, I would use their lard to light my man cave for the next 15 years. Or if it's these really jacked chicks, I would use their sinew, from their very sinewy body, to fasten me a raft and sail into the sunset. The human population is not getting repopulated. People had their shot. Let's call it a day under those circumstances. And if, let's say, by the grace of God, it's a bunch of hot girls and me, you know, it wouldn't just be me. I'd be like, yes, it's finally happened. Good things are about to happen for old Kenny. And then, like, I get pushed out of the way by somebody who's much hunkier, stallioner, and realistically whiter than I am. Or blacker. Come on, it's 2021 and, you know, it's black and white. It's a black and white world, don't you know? That scenario, but come on, ladies, there's 100 of you, and there's 2 of us. You know, we gotta repopulate this world so that, you know, like, the next few generations aren't like a bunch of inbred cousins, right? Let's spread the love. They're like, listen, you slanty-eyed son of a bitch, you're our manslave from now on. You're our servant. You're gonna knit us some sweaters and then wash it by the river there. Oh, that's no big deal. I'll even cook for you ladies and this hunky stallion of a man. Oh, my pleasure. I hope they like rat poison soup, because that's the last thing they're going to have on God's green earth. I'm not sure how I got on this topic, but here we are nevertheless. All right, I did want to try out something, because I was listening to an episode of Tell 'Em Steve Dave the other day. It was like an older episode from like a few months ago. And it was Kevin Smith on there talking about comic book men. And there's a Patreon show that's like exclusively talking about comic book men. And the two things they have in common, those two podcasts, is they speak very lovingly of the show. I understand, you know, that was, you know, their baby, right? And not that I would have any experience with this, but, you know, as with any parent of a baby, they would speak very, very lovingly and highly of their own spawn. And even though, you know, I could see myself watching comic book men, like, let's say after a hard day at that, let's get you a crippled Kenny job, you know, if I came home from that that gig and then I sat down and Comic Book Men was on, I would love to watch it because, you know, I've listened to these guys for so many years. They're like friends of mine who don't know me. They don't know that I exist. But it certainly would be a comforting thing for me. But I don't know how I would feel about it if I didn't listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave. I mean, it's impossible for me to know because I was listening to that podcast well before the show came out, so I won't be able to have that perspective. But even watching it as a fan of their show, it's definitely not as good as they make it seem on the podcast. Like the way they talk about you know, the story and what happens and their performance, they talk about it like it's like the greatest thing ever. This is the best show on earth. You'd be a damn fool, and you're doing yourself a disservice if you've never seen it. You got to go watch it. And I found myself doing that the other day. I have Prime for the month because I wanted to get my free bike in GTA Online, which they haven't given me, by the way. So I signed up for the free trial of Prime, so I have it. And so after listening to this podcast, I'm like, you know what? Let me check it out. Let me check out the bits they're talking about. And on the podcast, it seems like they mimicked Meryl Streep. They took it to that level of acting. And then when I watched it for myself with my own two eyes, I was like, yeah, I recall watching this episode a couple years ago. And yeah, it wasn't that good then. And it's not that good now. But what I take from that is people are weak-minded. Or at least weak-minded people like me are gullible. They'll go along with what you have to say. People, at least like me, can be gaslit to believe just about anything you tell them. So, with that being said, oh my goodness, the Kenny Ho Show Spooky and Scary Edition 2021. What a raging success. What a riveting good time. There are so many knee slappers on there. Couple good jokes. Nah, it was a couple good jokes per minute. I'm telling you, if I ever get the chance to sell out, that's exactly how I'm going to run my show and run my life moving forward. First of all, there'll be a Patreon if I can sell out. So I'm always just going to do like inside jokes from the Patreon on here. So it'll definitely give the impression that if you're not on the Patreon, you're a damn fool. But I'm certainly going to speak so lovingly about the Patreon content and even just content on the free show, but maybe that people hadn't heard before, and because it'll be riddled with ads, there's a chance, a small chance, that people will go back and listen to it or listen to it for the first time, and they'll hear either for the first time or once again the ad that some escort placed in the podcast. And back then, they're like, the listener was like, nah, you know, that I'm kind of tempted to meet Tatiana, but at the same time, I don't know, that seems like that's beneath me. But like the second time they hear it, they're like, you know what? I will give Tatiana a shout. And if I convert, you know, two or three perverts, Tatiana might just tell all her hooker friends to place ads on the Kenny Ho Show, and I will no longer have to go to work because I'll just be swimming in this hooker money like a pimp. In fact, I will definitely get me a nice fur coat and one of those Michael Jackson hats. Ah, yes. The Asian-Canadian scumbag dream. Now, speaking of work, and I don't remember if I talked about this. I know at one point when the Ontario minimum wage went from, $14.25 to a whopping $14.35. I'm like, that's an episode of the Kenny Ho Show right there. And there was a bunch of things, like, I was reading some article. For the first time ever in a long time, I was reading something. And this article was actually pretty well done, relatively speaking, because there's some horrible articles out there where it's like, okay, so the article is basically the title, but maybe with an extra sentence, you've wasted my time, you clickbait son of a gun. But this one had, like, tweets from people, I guess in one way or another, had some kind of vested interest in the topic. And there's definitely enough there to do a Kenny Ho Show episode about it. Don't know if I ever got around to doing it, but certainly today is an appropriate time to either revisit or for the first time visit this topic, because it sounds like the Ford government of Ontario, the Premier of Ontario, is about to announce or has announced already that the new minimum wage in Ontario will be $15, which is not bad. That's pretty good. It's certainly better than the 10-cent hike they were talking about. Like, 10 cents, if you have an 8-hour shift, that's not even a dollar. That's not even a dollar a day. That's less than a dollar a day. What are you going to do with that? Feed a starving African kid? But now it's at $15 an hour, and, you know, that's nothing to write home about, but it's better. I remember my first job. I think I was getting paid like $6 or $7 or whatever. So this is huge. Imagine, you know, being an 18, 19-year-old kid and you're out making $15 an hour. It's definitely a huge positive change, you know, from being so poor that you couldn't, even if you had the balls to do it and the wherewithal and the smarts to do it, so it wouldn't lead to a life of regret all these years later. You know, why didn't you just ask Andrea out, goddammit? I don't know if money had anything to do with it, but, you know, at least somebody who was in the same position as I was, I suppose, if money is the hindrance, that's no longer a hindrance. Because even if you're in school and you work, like, what, 10 hours a week? Yeah, $150 before deductions and stuff. For an 18-year-old kid in school, that's money. But unfortunately, in the real world, outside of, oh, just make enough so you can ask Andrea out, it's not a lot of money. And because I make more than this. I make more than $15 an hour, yet I'm still poor. Although I guess if you, like, get at least the 40 hours a week, but that's so tough. Having recently just done like a couple gigs that combined were just about 40 hours, it is so rough on the body. Like, you just don't want to live after going through a couple weeks of that shit. I'd actually rather live in like a smaller, cheaper apartment if it meant I had to work less days. But nowadays in Toronto, it doesn't matter how big or small your apartment is, you're screwed. Rent for everybody is bad. Like, that's the one thing they should tackle. They shouldn't, I mean, yes, they should get the minimum wage to 15. That's, I feel like that should be the bare minimum. I think they have it right on that front. But they gotta tackle the rent. Because it's kind of like in medical terms, you're dealing with the symptoms and not the cause. This is simply dealing with the symptoms. We need to make more money because everything costs so damn much. But if things didn't cost so damn much, I wouldn't need to make more money. And so when, like, I was watching the news just now, and, you know, all these business owners are coming out enraged against it. And, like, you're part of the problem. You're one of the reasons why people need to make more money. Like, I don't feel bad for these guys at all, because when, and I can't speak to all of them, I know for a fact there are definitely small businesses who are just getting by or after this pandemic, ready to close up shop. But there's plenty of business owners out there who are lapping it up, who are making tens of thousands of dollars per month. So if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on how big your business is and what your scale is and that type of stuff. When times are good, these people are having a great time and they're not giving back to the little guy. So that's why I never felt bad for business owners when the pandemic hit. It's like, great, eat some shit. Worried about making ends meet? Great. Now you know how that guy you keep cutting his hours at your shop, now you know how he feels. So they need to go after the landlords and the people who are making money hand over fist, millions of dollars year after year, because it's usually owned by like large companies now, at least in Toronto. There's only a few companies that own like all the rental units. They need to put rent caps back in. Never mind this minimum wage shit. Like, now that you've got like a decent minimum wage, let's tackle the real issues. But of course they never will, because these politicians are in the pockets of these guys, right? Maybe it's like election time coming up. That's why he's making this move. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, this is just for appearances. This does not solve your issue. That does not solve the issue of poverty. Why? Because, yeah, you can have minimum wage come up, but do you have minimum hours? That's not a thing. So the workaround is, okay, that's cool. Instead of you working 30 hours a week, you're working 25 of them now, or 20, whatever, right? They'll find a way to make it work for them, the business owners. So that's why when some nonsense association came out and said, no, minimum wage in Toronto needs to be at least $22.50 or something like that. I'm like, you guys out of your mind? Like, it's 14 something now. You're jumping like $8. Only bad comes from something like that, because nobody's going to benefit from it. Nobody at all. Like, you think it's bad for young people and inexperienced people, even someone like myself trying to get into a new field. They're never going to take you. They're not taking me now. There's no chance they're taking anybody with anything less than 5 years of experience in whatever field they're hiring for if the minimum wage is $22. Like kids looking for summer jobs, kiss that bullshit goodbye. There is no way in hell I would ever hire a child at $22 an hour. Not happening. Why? Because the other person this doesn't benefit is the people who are already in jobs. Now, like, they're going to have to look to the guy to the left of them, look to the guy to the right of them. And, well, if they hate them, then good riddance. But if he or she likes working with these people, it's not going to happen very often. Instead of having three guys to do the job, you know, the job of three people, you're going to have one guy do that job. I've seen it. At this current job that I have, that I've had for years, that's what they did, because those douchebag managers wanted their bonuses. So they just went and cut and cut and cut absolutely everything. And so by the end of it, I was definitely doing the job of two or three people before the pandemic. Now, the only reason that's not the case is because nobody wants to work. They're like severely understaffed. That's why they don't dare talk labor. But give it a few months when they rehire enough people, it's going to be the same thing. They're going to cut and cut and cut until the job sucks and you don't want to do it anymore. And they don't understand big picture that cutting is always a horrible thing to do on so many levels. If for nothing else, you lose good people. When you create unfun, shitty work environments, the talented people, they're going to look elsewhere. Because guess what? There may be plenty of shit jobs out there. Not me. There are definitely plenty of shit jobs out there. But there are probably some good ones. There are at least jobs where the problem of labor and such may not be such an issue. And if that's your only issue, if you need more hours and such, there are places who don't care about the labor, or at least care about it far less. So best of luck to these dingbats who are like, oh, these people are replaceable. We just keep getting new people. We keep training new people. Yeah, but then the quality of your product suffers, whatever it is that you're making. And if your stuff sucks, then people are just not going to come back, and you lose in the big picture at the end of the day. But I guess the problem is these snakes never lose. They find a way to weasel their way into a win in some way, shape, or form. And there are plenty of douchebags on this planet, because when I was reading this article, I don't remember how long ago, it's one of those tweets I was telling you about. It's some dude who came out and was like, 1435 is definitely not enough. You know, it equates to whatever. It was like, if you work full time, it's like whatever the number was. He's like, you need $77,000 to survive in Toronto. I'm like, what are you, crazy? What the hell are you talking about? Like, how lavish is your life that your bare minimum for quote-unquote survival is $77,000? That's like your middle class of your 77 grand a year. You're not just surviving. You probably own a house or a condo or something. You're not worried about your next meal. It's not about survival. You're basically, at that point, your concerns are more about how can I be happy in life? How can my life be even better, and not, oh shit, how do I like not die by the end of the month? And this dude was a black guy, so I'm like, dude, did you forget where you came from? Or maybe you're one of the lucky ones who didn't come from the hood, but certainly your ancestor somewhere down the line is rolling around in his grave, right? This son of a gun forgot what it's like to be real, what it's like to struggle, what it's like to, you know, eat from McDonald's, buy shit when it's on sale, not wear designer products. Because you have to be a damn fool to make 77 grand a year and set yourself up in a situation where that's considered survival. You're doing something wrong. This guy either owns a car he shouldn't own, or he's renting a condo he shouldn't be renting. Because I know there are places, like, that's not even too far from me. Like, I'm from, like, the hood side of my neighborhood, and then there's, like, the rich man side of the neighborhood, where those guys, I would not be surprised, and I've heard this before, that their rent is, like, $4,000 or $5,000 a month for a condo. You're just a dingbat. Because I also have heard at other places where condos, you can get them for like $1,500, $1,400 maybe even. What's the difference? Probably because, you know, this is douchebags like this want to keep up their appearances. It's like, oh, I live in Liberty Village. I ate at such and such restaurant. It was a 5-star Michelin restaurant. I went to the hottest club over the weekend, and people are like that. The people I worked with at this job that I got shit canned from, they weren't like to quite that extent, but they were all talking about which expensive restaurant they ate at, which club they went to, that type of stuff. And these were all adults. They were all in and around my age, if not even older than me. We just live in an age of douchebags, right? I remember I used to work with this guy who, at one of my part-time jobs, where you worked like 3, maybe 4 days a week, this guy would call in at least once a week, if not 2 times a week. So at times, this guy was missing up to 50 to 66% of the percentage of his shifts. I'm wearing Gucci this, Gucci that, it's just all brand name. And he did a whole bunch of other things where it's clear he thought he was better than everyone else, certainly better than me. And I just looked at him. I'm like, you're a jackass. You're spending money that you don't even have on this crap that nobody who you would want anything to do with gives a shit about, right? And this is why I was turned off of Asian girls for such a long time. Now, again, I can't speak to all of them, but I've definitely come across enough of them where they're so superficial, in my looks, but and my job and all that stuff, but they're also into brand name shit, money, and material shit that at the end of the day, that just doesn't matter. So this is all I'm trying to say is this dude is wrong. In Toronto, you don't need $77,000 to quote-unquote survive. I make far, 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 far less than 77 grand per year. And yes, don't get me wrong, I live in my dad's basement. But with that being said, even if I didn't, I would not require $77,000 to get through per year. Because let's just do the math. Let's say your rent is, let's say it's like really on the higher side of not being ripped off, where unfortunately is kind of normal. Let's say it's $2,000 a month, just so I can do the math easy. Per year, 12 months, $24,000. If you're single, let's say your groceries are like, oh, I don't know. You know, let's say even on the high end, it's $10,000 per year. We're looking at 32. Internet, phone bill, travel. Let's say you're up to $40,000 per year. Throw a trip in there and you're still under 50K. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I guess it's if you're one of these clowns, because I've also come across these people who spend thousands of dollars per month on Uber Eats and such. Well, if you see, if you have an additional $12,000 to $15,000 in just groceries per year, well, then I understand where the 77 comes from. But with that being said, if somebody spends that type of money on just eating per year, well, then I hope the coronavirus got him, is what I'm trying to say. We need less retarded douchebags on this planet, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying $15 an hour is enough, because it's not. In fact, I do agree that number, 22-something, that is the right number. Because if you do the math, it's probably around like 30-something, $40,000, which is roughly, you know, the estimates I say for what you need to get by in Toronto. But that's just never going to happen. And, you know, the policy that needs to happen, also never going to happen. But you also don't need to be a Rudy Poo candy ass and, like, take a cab, take an Uber everywhere you go. You know, what's wrong with, you know, walking to places, taking a bus here and there, or just staying the hell home and using and enjoying the beautiful place that probably costs this guy like $4,000 a month, right? I really do hope coronavirus 2021 kills everybody. I really do. Like, it's time. Like, this is all bullshit. Like, none of this is sustainable. You can't keep consuming and consuming and consuming without, like, legitimate real consequences that you cannot just throw more money at and fix. What an ugly world we all live in. I pray every day that a meteor will come and put us all out of our goddamn misery. And I really hope there's no afterlife. Why? Because if everybody dies at once, what's the difference between living here? I'm sure there's a bunch of hot angel chicks up there, but they ain't looking at me. And even the bad bitches in hell, which is more realistically where I'm going, they're like, Kenny, you have no money, you're a loser, you're homely, you're shit out of luck, bud. But only this time, it's for all of eternity. And oh, by the way, all those knee slappers that you used to do, all those jokes you told on that show that never got big, and so basically you did it for nothing, guess what? It's painted a huge target on your back. By who? Well, let's just say, if you hear the devil coming, run as fast as you can, because that pitchfork, it's not just for show. All right, that's it. That's a wrap on 329. Toodles!